Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement. A call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear. Drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Good morning. All right, it is the top of the hour, so we're about to get started. Thank you so much to DJ KV on the ones and twos, as always. All right. Thank you so much. So, here we go. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you all across the world. It is yet another day. My Baptist almost came out, y'all. I was about to say it is another day's journey. I'm glad about it. But we're about to keep going, all right?
Bring it out, sister.
Go ahead.
All right. Welcome to today's daily meeting, where you get a behind-the-scenes look of how the ATSJR companies is run every single day by our illustrious founder and CEO. Always a pleasure to see your shining, smiling faces, whether your cameras are on or I'm seeing your lovely pictures, all right? So let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Make sure you got something to take notes with and steal, please, okay? Every day you do, it'll make your business that much better. It'll make your life that much better because it will be at least one thing that will be shared that can help you along your journey. That Baptist almost came out and I would have said along your Christian journey, but it's okay. So here we go. see, the founder felt that right there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me hand it over to our founder and CEO who hails from G-Town, Galveston, Texas. All right, has been at this work for over 25 years now. I know, he's a young buck. 25 years now though, okay? So this is the gentleman you want fighting for prosperity with you, the millionaire maker, founder, CEO of the ATSJR Companies, Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr.
All right.
Woohoo!
That's it. All right.
Antonio Smith
Jr. Hey, heavy over here. All that churchy stuff he was doing. All right. I got some tips and even some chips and dips for all of you and some preliminary stuff. Plus, this is a really good day to apprehend from us as we are going to be, just my very movements are going to be giving away things. Gary Vee has a way of saying, don't just do what he say, do what he do. This is one of those days. This is one of those days where you are going to be able to figure out why I do some things. And of course, so I guess some of it's going to be corrective, but corrective by accident, just because you're going to, like, people like Ashley or Daoud or whoever, you all are going to be picking up things because more things are more caught than taught. So get ready for that. In the meantime, let me start off. Let's do an overview. I want to talk about marketing, I'm going to talk about mixing, I'm going to talk about, I don't know, there's too many things, so let me just keep on going for it. If this is your first time here, this is us actually running a company, and again, this is actually you having a good time to steal everything. I got some good news too. I'm trying to figure out when I'm going to save that. Let's move to Facebook real quick. Facebook, 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 Facebook. I'm going to share my page, share my screen. Grace, make sure everybody has proper screen hosting or sharing privileges. Now, when all of you look at this here, this is my Facebook page, okay? This is my Facebook page. And before we get there, I wanted to highlight, this is the kind of work being done right now. Y'all see this? I see that? Look at that. Yes.
Look at those handsome, pretty people.
Yes,
that's beautiful.
Yes, that's Ashley doing that fantastic stuff right there. I gave her some tools. Ashley, what does it feel like to be using ATS tools? What does it feel like? Yeah, I gave her some tools. As a video repeats itself over and over. Ashley?
More I can do. I'm learning a lot more. It's a lot of more fun stuff.
It is. A bunch of me. I see Texas now. There's the crew. There's the crew doing crew things. And plus, you know, here is the copy that's going here. ATS, blah, 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 etc. Okay, now, so that's that. I'll close that. Now, here is the page. I want you all to process the information. I'm very organized. Right now, it's got a little bit disorganized because the people who are, you know, the new ATS TV or the people that y'all just don't want to, you just don't have the thing that I have, but I'm about to give it to you, okay? So this is where y'all steal, okay? I'm about to give it to you. This is where you steal. I want you to know that people are going to come and then they're going to, let's just say they go to videos. Here's the problem with, actually, you know what? I got you right here. Here's the problem with creators. And since I am a, you know, what would I say, not only the client, I'm also a president, right? I'm not only a president, I'm also a client. Since I am a fan of streaming and a fan of the art that is consuming content over the internet, I want to show you. So here is a creator. Let's go with, actually, let's go with first things first. This is Fox Sports One, right? This is Fox. And this is fantastic. This is, man, I'm telling y'all, don't miss what I'm about to do. This is Facebook saying this is their most popular video right now. And then they got to organize the latest videos. And then this is what y'all don't have. See, here is series, and you got it broken down into seasons. Rewind, press play. Here is series, and it's broken down into series and seasons. And then here are playlists. And right now they got one playlist. And then here's all their videos. Now, that's pretty easy to go through. Let me go to someone else. When I go to other video people, and this guy's a comedian, he's fantastic, most popular, latest videos. He's got 6 series. Good job to you. Do the Right Thing, right? Makes sense. Meet My Son. These are series. So now, because people get addicted to series, plus it's organized, then he's got 4 playlists. And then you got the rest of his videos. Did anybody see that? You probably did. Don't worry about it. So let's keep going right here. So this time I'm going to type in one of the most popular creators. His name is Big Ja. And he's got, I don't know, man, way too many for me to even. He's got a couple of million. He's got 3.2 million. Now everybody pay attention. All videos. Did y'all see it? No playlists, no videos, no playlists, no series. So you're going to say, I'm going to tell you, but that's okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yes, it is. Watch. So when I go into, let me smell your wee wee. Don't worry about that. Here's what happens next. Is everybody, here's what happens next. I don't know if y'all listening. I hope y'all are, because I'm about to dominate. As soon as I click on this, now I'm going to Barry Brewer, Big Ja, whatever Facebook tells me to go to. Watch it. Watch it real quick. Go back to Fox Sport 1. Go into this. Let's go into this series right here, season 1. And now I have to stay into the series until complete. All right.
Is that the algorithm?
That's the algorithm. What I specialize at doing is making sure when you get into ATS verse, you stay here. You understand? I cannot stress this to you enough. These platforms want you on their platform. Mm-hmm. So they're going to bounce you around and try to introduce you to so many different people. And that's great. That's what they're supposed to do. But when you come in my world, you need to bounce around fun, wide open. Crazy news. Tony Ortiz Smith Jr., this class, this hit. DJ Kevin on the ones and twos. Jerome with the comedy. Ashley with the wigs. You just need to keep bouncing around to Dolores in the magazine. Don't go nowhere else. I told you this is where you steal. I literally said this. I need all of you right now who've been brave enough to go post content. All of you right now, if you've been brave enough to go post content, then I need you to go organize your pages. Now, if you're going live on my page, like People's Congress and Unpopular Opinion, worry not. What's going to happen is when you start going live, if you know how to do it, if you're doing posts, that's fine. If not, don't worry. We'll just organize it after you're done. And I'll show you right now. So we're going to go back. Going back to it. So here is the stuff. This time I'm in Facebook Watch. I'm gonna tell you why this is so important. You know, we just type in my name. We don't need to. I know my link, but we'll just type in my name. Then I'm going to pop up like any other famous person on the stuff. Okay. Now, here is me. And then here is my Facebook Watch right here. You go to videos. And Tony T. Smith Jr. Tires videos. Okay. Actually, I'll do this /watch to make it even better for you. Because this is how you would see me go the other way around. slash watch slash the BATSJR. There you go. All right. So this is what it would look like on Facebook Watch. Everybody see? Facebook Watch is, you have it, all this stuff here. All this stuff here. And right now, it's all unorganized because y'all been doing y'all stuff, okay? Or this is, yes. Now, the good thing is it won't necessarily look like this, but it does for right now because I'm looking at my watch stuff. Now, come back. TSJR/videos. Now, this is what my stuff actually looks like as it loads up. I'm extremely organized and extremely methodical. Come on, Zoom, do something. All right, there we go. All right, so I'm extremely organized and extremely methodical. And I'm always thinking about what, Ashley? We had a whole hour conversation about it this morning. What do we have?
Attention-grabbing marketing. Right. Call to action,
rather. There you go. I kept telling you the whole time, Ashley, what are we supposed to be doing?
And, call to action.
Right. Call to action. Conversion. Call them to drop a comment. What was your favorite part about this? This is, I'm not just helping. I'm not just up here talking. If you're listening, then Monica should be hearing, oh, okay, so my rainbow podcast needs to be blank. Yeah, it does. Yes, it does. So obviously what we did Friday became the most popular, okay? Now, Antonio has four series. Here's our ATSI skits. Every time I've ever taught business, let me show y'all something because I need y'all. This way, it's in one season because that's all I need. Anytime I've ever, perfect. Watch this here. Here's this. Any teaching that I have, when I just be up here doing my thing, instead of just having it all sectioned out, nope, I literally got it. That was loud. I literally have it to where you can go right through it. And once you finish it and it ends. And it's all here in this one section, literally, all in one section. Okay. I have these series. And then there's a new series coming, which is that's one, that's two, and that's three. You can't see the fourth one right now because I'm doing it right now. Actually, it's right here. The drink, smoke, stocks, the thing we just did. You just can't see it yet. Okay. But by the end of the day, you're going to see season one, and then you're going to see season two. And I'll show you. I'll come here and show it to you. Here's season one. So here's the trailer. Remember when I was in the middle of teaching and I took the opportunity, Ashley said I was taught you something. I said, hold on, so do a different recording. I knew that was going to become the trailer and the audio rip.
That makes sense.
Now, then it says season one is all the episodes before. This means, where's Dropbox? Here's Dropbox. And then here is the cryptocurrency class. And it's all these episodes. So literally everything that Damali has been going to get, and et cetera, et cetera, right? And all this stuff, it's actually going to be more than that, but you get the point. You get what I'm saying? Every single thing here is also going to be in there. So any class that we did before is going to be in there. Keep watching because I am literally teaching right now. Then I want to come in here, create a new season. And then of course that episode is going to be up. In fact, I'll do it right in front of you. Let's do it right in front of you. I'm going to do it right. Can you see this? Y'all see this?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good.
Then. Yes.
All right. Then. So we're going to call season two.
Antonio.
Yes.
You find this in the creators tab on Facebook?
Creator Studio. Yes. Facebook made a Creator Studio a couple of years ago, just so you can do all this stuff here.
Cool.
So I'm going to put an image up. I don't think y'all can see what this just popped up, and I'm not sharing my actual screen. I'm just sharing this tab, but you'll see stuff happening. So there it is. I'm going to go to, let me just snatch this description from here to make my life easier. Actually, I won't do that. I'm going to go to red circle. Where is that? There we go. Boom. Boom. Okay, get out of that. Put the description here. And I want to say season two is, and I want to talk a lot about season two stocks. No, we won't call it Mastering Stocks and Finance. So we're going to call that, let's see, that's what I'm going to do. Y'all going to do stocks. All right, now I got it. So stocks and finance. There we go. Call it there. I can always change it later. That's that. Then I'm going to hit next. And then what I want to do is I want to add an episode. I'm going to add from the library. And since we did it Friday, I need to go down a little bit. And, where is that? Right there. Boom. Video is added. And then I think the video is added. Let me see. Yes, video was added because it's not here no more. The video is added. And then I'm going to publish this season. And now right there, two seasons. Rewind, press play. So what you're going to see is when you come to my page and you say, man, I really want to know what this guy's about or something. When you go to videos, you're going to see now, you're going to see one season right now because I don't have the season one up there, but it will be up there today. But you're going to see space for two seasons as soon as Zoom decides to let my computer catch up. Zoom is a resource hog. Latest videos, series. And right here, y'all see it? That's season two. The only reason you don't see season one is because I haven't published it yet. But it's going to be, it's going to literally say season one, season two. Everybody see it? Mm-hmm. That means it's going to be completely and incredibly organized as I always am. Here are my playlists. I got, so that's series. And then you get into playlists. See how organized my page is? Overcome a low self-esteem. Real estate, which I stopped, because we want to make that part of the freshman level. Law of attraction, I'll bring back. Okay, stop this here because we put that a part of something. Then you can go see more playlists from me. And as this populates, it'll show you more playlists. Dynamic Duo, Grayson, Deanna used to do a bunch of videos. This would be fun if you ever go back and see it. Okay. I used to do a little thing where you could text me and ask me a question. Got tired of doing that because I'm an introvert. Think and Grow Rich. I made that part of the leadership class. Then you can do see more playlists because I got more playlists, Dolores, because I ain't out here playing in these streets.
I didn't know that's why you got tired of it.
Yes. That's exactly why I got tired of it, right? That's what exactly. Right. Rebuilding the dead church. That was actually dope.
That was dope.
Yeah. Y'all going to. I'm going to let y'all just deal with that on your own. And then, of course, Brick by Brick, stop that. And then you can see more playlists. Why can't you see more playlists? Because I ain't playing no games, Ashley. I'm just playing the playlist. I ain't playing games. Those are two different things. Losers, original comedy drama, which was actually pretty dope. More business sales and marketing, right? And then the whole presidential run I did is all in one playlist. I kid you not. You can see all my rallies or just about most of them. And then I got more playlists. Why, Grace? Because I ain't playing no games. I'm playing with the playlist. Y'all get what I'm saying?
Amazing.
I'm just, and keep going.
Amazing. There's and not another word.
I won't let it be another one. And then you get down to the randomly assorted videos. Now what's getting ready to happen is you're going to see People's Congress. You're going to see where I have fun wide open, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody got what I'm saying? Now, why did I spend all this time and just show you that? Because you need to know. And why did you need to know? Because you need to understand that when you start doing something, you need to do it all the way 100 for real. There isn't, some people win because they're consistent. Some people win because they're consistent with a plan. Those are two different things. If you're consistent and you have a plan, you're going to dominate. You're going to literally run circles around your competition, and they're going to call you lucky because that's the fastest and easiest, most harmonious way for them to be a loser. Literally, they're going to look at Sister Evelyn Booker and go, Evelyn Smith Booker, and go, well, you just lucky. Oh, you married the right one. No, she prayed every day. She kept a character together. Help me out, somebody. You know, when you quit, she kept going. She was tithing when you was robbing.
Watch it, Reverend.
She was in Bible study when you was trying to go out there and mix up something in your blender. She went to school. Then she went to the TV studio. She started from the bottom, went from the mail room all the way to the editing room. Come on, help me out, somebody. You understand what I'm saying? Like, then they say, oh, was she lucky? No, she was consistent and she had a plan. Have I made my point here? Mm-hmm. All right. So that being said, Ashley, when the playlists are up, where you at? There you go. When the playlists are up, Pastor Steven and everybody else, you're going to see yourself going that playlist. You understand? Now, not only is that organized, but here's the best part. You can then take the link to that playlist and just send people to that playlist.
Thank you. So I was planning on creating a page. So should I link that page to that playlist? Is that what you're saying?
I do you one even better. When you create your page, since you're a host, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you cross-posting permissions, okay, with my page, one. Then on your StreamYard, I'm going to let you sync up your page in there. So when you go live, you'll live on all of my pages plus your page.
Okay.
And then you can build your own playlist, and then we'll put the playlist on ours too. Everybody eats. Everybody eats.
Hey, Antonio?
Yes, ma'am.
Is this how you do courses? Do you do courses the same way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And in the course world, in the education world, you call it a bundle. That's what you would call it.
A bundle.
You call it a course bundle. A course bundle is, think about it, is in, let's call it marketing, all right? And then in that bundle, you would have had sales funnels and then social media marketing and affiliate marketing. It would have all been in that bundle, so to speak. That's what you would have called it. I can put my blank on the show. Okay, good. Yes, how do I build? All right, so somebody is asking me, I got two good questions. The answer, Sugar, your answer is yes. And then.
Thank you.
I'm in the blessing business, okay? I'm in the blessing business. Now, Deanna just asked me, Deanna's building a media company. I actually had a meeting with, first up, where is Phil? So he can get on y'all again about, I don't know why y'all are not reading Sorry I'm Streaming. I can't fathom why you are not, but that's okay. Phil.
Hey, Antonio.
Yes, sir.
I came yesterday.
I started that last night, man.
All right, I'm going to say it. So,
I took Phil's advice.
So we know who listened to Phil. Phil,
that's my battle buddy.
And come out the bathroom. Man, I started that book last night, Antonio, the first chapter, the direction you're going. I can't wait to finish it, bro. Read the book, y'all. Read the book.
Look forward to finishing it. Yeah. I look forward to finishing it.
Yeah, the introduction alone, I was like, oh, okay. You had me highlighting in the introduction, man.
My plan. I gave it. Yeah, I keep giving y'all my best stuff. Okay, go ahead, Phil. You got the floor. Oh, he got highlights everywhere. Yeah, I don't know if y'all see that. Yeah, that is it. Y'all, I'm telling you, because you're living in the world. Here's how I see it, okay?
It's our playbook. It's like a team has a playbook, and it's our playbook. So if you want to be on the team and you want to be up to speed, so when we talk, we communicate, we understand terms, you got to know the playbook.
There you go. You heard that, man? That's a grown man talking. You know what I'm saying? 70 rotations around the set. You got it, right? No, genuinely. So Deanna asked me, how do I build my media company? Well, obviously, one, read the book, number one, okay? Now, two, and this is, I guess this is where we get, it's, I need you to start thinking, yes, Angela was right, I don't know if she's still on, but Country Wayne was, it was another good one. This is where we, let me go right at your throat. People need to stay on William Hughes only. But you have to give them enough to want to stay on you. You have to record content so they can stay on you. And if you just got episode one, then you need to give them a 3-minute video about what episode two is going to be. So here's my advice to all of y'all. This is what I want all of you to do. Typically, I would never tell you, go do this. This is one of those chance things I'm telling you, go do this. Yes, Grace.
Can you repeat the last thing you said?
I'm about to repeat it stronger. If you got one episode, you're talking about Tony, I can't move as fast as you. I understand. You got one episode. Yeah. Now you need to do a 3-minute video talking about what episode two is going to be about, or what you think episode two is going to be about, or what you're thinking about what you think about episode two is going to be about. I'll give you a great example of that third one. My name is Dolores. Hey, everybody, my name is Dolores. I thank you so much. Listen, I'm thinking about for episode two doing this, but you know, I've got some options here. I'm not sure if it should be the Divine Connections magazine route. Or I'm not sure if I should talk about the partnerships we're building. You know what? Help me out. Once you put in the comments, which angle I should take, and I would love for you to vote on it for me. That's a 1-minute video, which is now a mini episode inside a series. You're keeping people's attention. For the love of all that is God, please do yourself a favor.
And you're polling your audience.
Polling your audience.
That's great. That's real good.
Yes, every last one of you are now media and digital companies. As long as you have a smartphone in your pocket or possession, you are now a media company. Go forth in media. Okay? Go ahead, Phil.
And the audience will look forward to seeing the result to see if you use their ideas.
And that's what would keep that audience. What a great point. That's exactly what would keep that audience. Yeah, yes, Kevin, facts. You're absolutely right with the message you sent me. Okay? Now, reason I'm saying this is because I want to move to the marketing university. Has anybody found out what I said valuable? Kind of move this down. I'm moving these in the camera, distracting me.
Very absolutely.
Okay.
Before you move on to one thing, you have a group of people. So when you are looking at the playlist, there is a variety of things. Mm-hmm. If it's just me.
No, but okay. Before I ever had a group, it was 5 years just me.
I was gonna, okay, so is it okay to just be you?
Yep.
All right.
Absolutely. That's a great question, y'all. Before I ever had a team, it was just me. Before I ever had a camera, I was audio only. Real talk. Before we ever had a studio, you hit rain in the background. Before we even had editing capabilities, I had to go park outside of McDonald's. And at the time, iPhone 4, didn't, you can only send clips 8 minutes at a time. And then we sent 8 minutes at a time. It would be, you'd lose like 5 words, but that's okay. It was better than lose 15 words per episode than not to have it up. It's the truth, y'all. I literally used to park in McDonald's parking lot, and I couldn't even afford to go in there and buy fries, but I can afford to send Tempest that audio because my dreams were too expensive to give up on.
Antonio, I have a quick question right quick. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the playlist link, is that just for Facebook users, or can you take that and send that out to your email list? Or is it just for Facebook?
Look at you doing a good job. not only Facebook, but YouTube. It's all links. Yes. So Facebook and YouTube are links. But then what you do is you take that link, you put it on your email list, you create a nice little thumbnail. Antonio, what's my dimensions for my thumbnail? I got you. 1920 by 1080. I want it to be horizontal thumbnail for YouTube. 1920 by 1080. Well, I'm thinking about doing vertical for all the other social media. Fantastic. 1600 by 1600. 1000 by 1000. Both of those will work. Antonio, I'm thinking about going to do a podcast. What should the dimensions of my podcast be? My podcast cover, 1600 by 1600. And you should know when people go look at your podcast, it is not about your cover the way you think it is. You have to think. So here's podcast.
Can you do those dimensions again? Because that was important.
Yeah, it was.
That was extremely important.
Yeah, it was extremely important. Yeah.
I think we might have missed that. Run that back one more year.
Yeah. I do this all the time, right? 1920 by 1080 is your thumbnail dimensions. Not just thumbnail, like when you go to, like when y'all saw me in Creative Studio just now, and it had like, what's the cover photo for the series? If it's horizontal, or which I call it landscape, if it's landscape, that's 1920 by 1080. Anything going sideways like that. If it's vertical, I forgot to give you this one. If it's vertical, then it's the opposite. It's 1080 by 1920, which is the size of your cell phone, okay? Any vertical video is 1080 by 1920. Any horizontal video is 1920 by 1080. Now, if it's like just a square picture, if it's a square picture, that's 1600 by 1600. Zoom right now is in what you call a landscape square. We keep saying squares, but these aren't really squares. These are rectangles, which all rectangles are actually squares. Or our squares are actually rectangles, okay? Because this is 1920 by 1080. I can look at all y'all cameras and I can tell you right now who has their camera vertical. William Hughes has his camera vertical. You get what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just telling you, I can tell. And then who is this here? Renee has her camera vertical. Arshia has her camera vertical. Prophet Jerry has his camera vertical. Because it won't fill out the whole 1920, 1080. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if you want a profile picture, if you're looking for a background, 1920, 1080. Now, let's go further. You need these dimensions. You need these. I want to do a good Facebook banner. All right, 850. 815, no, 851 by 315. I do this so much, I don't even need to look this stuff up no more. This is all in my head at this point because you keep Googling stuff over and over. It kind of just stick in your head after the 1,000 Google.
Is the square picture and Instagram the same thing, the 1600 Absolutely. By 1600?
So square is typically the best way to go because it'll fit on all your platforms, right? And then it is nice on your picture. So that's 1600, 1600, or 1000, 1000. Doesn't matter. Now, podcast picture, I want to say this here. I need you to understand your podcast picture needs not to be like your church flyers. Your podcast photo, there's two things you need to understand, and I need you to understand this most important. And one is the most important, okay? When we go and look for your podcast, and by golly, I need you to hear me. While you're doing a big 1600 by 1600, that's just so it can be shrank without losing its quality. We're only looking at a screen like this big. And I need you to see that you can read the letters on this podcast right now. Dr. Death, really big. You understand? It's a great podcast. Remind me to come back to that. Great podcast. The scroll down, y'all see, you can read that. So don't think because the letters look good for you. You got to remember, we're going to scroll a phone, or even if it's a computer, it's still going to be a little bitty square next to a bunch of squares. So the first thing you need to remember is, I said it's only two things. First thing you need to, but three things, I got three things now. First thing you need to remember is them letters need to be big. That's not typically how you design flyers, but once you start doing this, remember, people are scrolling. So your picture, your face, whatever it is, it needs to be dominant. That's thing number one. Thing number two, you're always going to be browsing against a white background. This is the secret. Make your colors pop. It doesn't have to be dark, doesn't have to be bright to pop. You understand what I'm saying? Just know that I could pull this way back here. You can still see them colors because it's always going to be. Facebook is a white background. You scroll a white background Facebook. You scroll a white background LinkedIn. TikTok is actually black. You get what I'm saying? Like you get it? You're always going to be scrolling a contrasting color. Make that pop. And the third thing, you got one job. When I do keynotes, or I got this from speech and debate. So let me tell you a story before I give you the point. And I want just to stick with you. Everybody in speech and debate, Michael Merritt, a hero of mine, they hate going first. Not me. Not me at all. I hope I got pulled first. Everybody wanted to, like, you know, see the competition. Nope. I ain't want to see the competition. I understood something. I understood that the judges are using the first speaker as a bar. So if you suck, all right, here's the bar. Did the second speaker do better than the first? Yeah, how much? Just a little bit. All right, so that's a four then, not a three. You get what I'm saying? That first speaker is the bar. Now I'm judging everybody according to what the first speaker did, because that's, like, I can't say, oh, this is a 90. All right, if that's a 90 and the guy behind them did better, then that's a 95. You get what I'm saying?
That's good.
Okay, it is, because let me tell you. So basically, I like being first because I come here to bite the whole speech off. And by the time you come after me, I want you to say, I don't even need to see nobody. Don't even need to see nobody. Like, I come aggressively, terribly, just angry with this thing, you know, just this spirit of competition. And that's your rule. That's your story. Here's your point. The only thing you got to do is make sure when both of y'all are on the screen on your podcast cover or something, you just need to look better than whoever is next to you. One of those look better than the other. I'm not telling you both are not good, but the two ladies, I'll go look at them before I look at the other. Y'all understand? All right. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, I've already transitioned, is because let me tell you, somebody said, hey fam, who is taking notes? Because I'm on it right now. Let me tell you why I'm bringing this up. Because the marketing universe is not what you think it is. This is not a sale. I don't care what y'all do. But I am going to tell you what it is. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to tell you what it is. Why would I do that? That's not what I'm going to do. Let me show you what it is, for God's sake. That's better. I think that's better. You think that's better, Tempest? I think that's better. I'm going to show you what it is. And then I'm going to tell you what it is. And this is, I cannot stress this to you enough. Y'all need to be in tune with domination. Oh, but Antonio, I want to. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't want to do nothing. You just want to win. Please stop letting people. Please. Okay. Stop letting people tell you God is going to fix it. God has already fixed it. Oh, see, you thought I was going to say something bad.
Nope. He gave you the power.
Oh no, amen. You're right about amen. That. He teaches you the profit. He gives you the power to get wealth and faith without works is dead.
The kingdom is inside of all of us, folks.
Okay. And that's what Kevin just said is actually the blessing and the problem. If God already fixed it, it means God already fixed it for your competition too. That's like a hit in the gut, ain't it? So if it's fixed for everybody, it means it's now time to outperform people.
Hey, look, the word says the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but to he that endures to the end. You just got to keep running.
Come on. You see what I'm saying? Listen, I am a top podcaster, not because I was good, or the quality was good, because I started in 2012 and everybody quit. I just outlasted people to the top. We got to keep it all the way real. I just outlasted people. I'm 9 years into podcasting now. You understand? I got a 9-year head start and I got 9 years worth of audience and attention and loyalty. I can't be beat at this point. But 9 years ago, I couldn't have said that. You get it? So don't despise where you are right now. Nah.
Hey, Antonio, that's like the guy that's got the souped up car and he flies past you with all that noise and he's flying. And you get up to the light and he's at the red light, your lane is open and you just glide on past.
That's right. So this is what the Marketing University is. The Marketing University, we're not starting from the beginning doing marketing. Tippett, you want to tell them? Should I tell them? Deani, I want to tell them? Who tell them? This is what we're doing. We're scaling to a $1 billion company. The Marketing University is right now where we are. We're literally, so we vlog a lot, right? So instead of, what we're doing, we're taking the vlog, taking that style and that style of teaching, and we're literally showing you what ATS is doing. Nah. I like the business university.
Mr. Smith, mm-hmm. I have a question.
Yes.
Will it be trainings like you have for the other courses?
Let's find out right now. We're going to find out right now. Okay. Here is the first class. We're going to watch the whole thing. Here's the first class. And it's kind of like this here. So if you want to know how to do that, we're going to teach you that too. If you want to know how to do that, we're going to teach you that too. If you want to know how to make these, we're going to teach you how to make
these. All right, Tip is yours.
We're going to teach you how to make these, plus where to get your sound from.
This is behind the scenes. This is Marketing University. There you go. And we caught you eating. Mm-hmm. This is an official class.
Mm, okay.
All right. Now we're going to show your screen real quick. And I want you to tell people what you're doing mm-hmm. and why you're doing it.
I am adding my social media to Hero Post. I'm doing this because I don't post a lot on my page. And
so someone who asked me the other day, do you really use Hero Post? Tempest just showed it to you on the screen.
I need something automated. And also I'm bringing traffic to all of our products, podcasts, services, all that fun stuff. Exposure is the name of this game.
All right then, so you said a whole bunch of things. First off, let's describe what Hero Post is.
Okay.
What is that?
I don't know, so I'm gonna describe it to the best of my ability. Hero Post to me is like a social media posting scheduler automation thing.
All right, so we gonna explain about the Hero Post, et cetera, right? And then?
So let me pause with you, Tempest, okay. And then here you come grab this, and then I want you to show them what I'm doing. Bad me. Plug it out. All right, now, yes, the share operation failed because I failed.
Because I literally unplugged my hard drive right when I was moving my chair. Terrible thing to do.
No.
I'm sorry. It's mad at me. Now, the reason why I want to do that is because I have here what you call permanent description.
So after I write my copy, show them this here real quick, and we'll make sure this is part of the notes here. What you can see here is, I'll say hit that bell. If this asks for you, Patreon. And then I have this standard thing I'll copy and paste that goes below my copy. So while you all are putting that content out there, you want to do the same thing. Cool? All right, Tempest, back to you. All right, now it's got a bunch more, but hold on. And then at the very end, I took what Ashley did. Ashley went out and was training. This is an actual, Ashley had to train. Ashley had to train people on how to post so we can get to 5,000 posts a day. So watch how this thing ends. Tips in 60. You get what I'm saying? And she just dropped 5 of these a day. That's 5 minutes worth of content, but 5 different videos go inside of the 4 different posts. Now her page is relevant. Cool? I think we did something great there.
Sounds great.
All right. Any final words you want to give them?
No. Go to work.
So,
yes, good idea.
Now, and this for the next 24 minutes or whatever, next 24 minutes is a full training on how to use Hero Post. Don't miss it. Now, let me tell you what we do. If you, I don't know how to do copy, guess what? We got to do copy every day. So we're literally recording how we're doing copy. And it's in the marketing university. Okay, I'm not done. I have to show you every day. This is the stuff in the marketing university. I'm gonna show you right now. Go share my screen real quick. Wait, hold on, stop. There you go. There you go. Share my screen real quick. This is the stuff in the marketing university right now. Well, here's my Google Chrome. But right, y'all don't know, but right after this video, I'm going live with Reggie and Antonio doing both what they do. Here's the little short copy I did. Remember I told y'all that permanent description? There's that permanent description. Here's the, if the copy was short, didn't need to be long on this one. And then that permanent description y'all saw, I just copy and paste it and put everything here. Okay, now. What I didn't show you yet was all these tags. But we're going to be teaching you how to do that too, because we got to do it. Y'all missing it, that's all right. Now, and just in case you think I'm not going live right after this, and look, there's the SD version, here's the HD version, and there's the 4K version. Yes, because we shoot everything in 4K. Just in case you don't think I'm going live with this video. It's already queued up. Look at it. Reggie and Antonio doing both what they know. There's the copy again, right? And then here's my stream key, which is changing because y'all saw it. Okay, you got it? Like, literally, it's right there. Does everybody hear what I'm saying? All right, now. As soon as this meeting is over, I'm hitting go live right there. How am I doing it? Say less. I'll show you how I'm doing it because this is also part of the marketing training. So let me show you how I'm doing it. Then I want to come through and then I got to show you open broadcast system. What I've been telling y'all for years to pay attention to, but you don't. So right here, there's the Reggie and Antonio video. And I got to shrink it because it's in 4K. This is set to 1920, 1080. So that was double that. And here you go. Right there. Now we're in the right size. It's 52 minutes. And I, of course, we teach you how to do all that stuff, but I'm not going to teach that right now. All of that's in the marketing university. Let me keep going. Deanna has to do the audience, excuse me, she has to monetize the stuff, right? Don't do too much because we're going to do it on the camera. Every time we do something, it's recorded.
I heard you.
Antonio, can you tell us how y'all got there? Well, me, Deanna, and Tempest got us there. And now, live, as we go to the top, or continue to go topper, we're recording that, and that becomes a class. No, here's how you do marketing. Nope, that ain't good enough. This is what we did today. It made us $600,000. Here's the receipts. Here's how, God dog it, motors, scooters. Let me show you again. And we're gonna try to make it work this time. Like right now, I did two ads yesterday, okay? I did two ads yesterday. I'm testing something. I did them a bit different. And see, this is the stuff that y'all need to try to catch. This is in the marketing university, okay? I did two ads yesterday. Both of them were for marketing university. And right now, one got two clicks. This, I got a $60 lifetime budget and $2 a day on this one. I'm testing it right now. Reached 69 people, 50 people, 70, right? And right now, this is costing me $1 per click here. This is costing me 22 cents per click. And then here's the amount spent so far. This was ongoing, this was not. Now, this is what you missed. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna come in here, we're gonna edit this. We're gonna see what the heck Antonio did. What Antonio did was Antonio created an audience. This is why that's so expensive. I'm testing something real quick. I said Facebook, and there's a way to do this, but y'all don't know how to do it though. I said Facebook, I only want people who are gonna see this video and see the Marketing University who have watched the videos that I have personally handpicked for at least 10 seconds. Rewind, press play. I picked 172 videos that matched. Have y'all seen me? Hold on real quick. I'm still on Google Chrome, right? Is that what I shared to Google Chrome? Have y'all seen this? If you've seen this video, I'm not sure if you've seen this
all
video,
those.
But if you have, where is that? This one right here. Have y'all seen this video?
Yep.
Hey,
everybody. My name.
Okay, if you've seen it, I literally picked 172 videos on my Facebook page that match the content, energy, and people of this type of video. Let's go back to Facebook, not right here, Ads Manager. So what I did, I did it real slick like. So what I told Facebook was, but there's a way to do it, you can't see all of what I told Facebook was, if they watch his 172 videos, took me all day to pick them out. If they watch at least 10 seconds of that video, of these 172 videos, show them this ad. This is how specific you can get with Facebook. Then I say, but only show to people in Australia, to people in Canada, to people in the United Kingdom, and the people in the United States. Okay? Then, well, I just did too much, okay? And I'm testing right now because I said, now do this to any behavior possible. Let me see. The other one has Neil Donald Walsh. You know, I got it psychographic. I'm testing something real quick, okay? I'm testing something. And then I could use a save audience, right? Here's like, pay attention. I could use any one of these audiences. Here's this audience, this here. So when I said, this is Antonio Teasman Jr., Global Views, I'm saying Facebook, I've picked 30 videos. And if they haven't watched 75 to 95% of the video, don't even show them the ad. Now, let me bless you. You don't know how to do that. And it's not easy. And it's not something you can teach in a class. Because what you have to do is, Facebook has this feature called Lookalike. And we walk you through how to use that lookalike feature. So when Phil says, go watch, this is how slick Antonio is. Antonio will say, yo, this is Phil Sortino on the ATS platform. Please go watch this video. Man, it's so good. And if y'all liked it, I'll be listening. If you liked it, I'll say, ooh, all right, Tempest, we need to run an ad against that. Now watch what I do. I'll say, Tempest, get ready to unmute your mic real quick. Tempest, I want you to, all right, Angela, Tempest, I want you to put an email out. Now, she'll put an email out about the video, but then she'll put triggers in there. Tempest, explain to them what you mean. Oh, but you logged on? My bad.
A trigger is an event. So say you click on a link in an email we send out. I tag you based on what link you're clicking on. So say we send out a email about Marketing University and you click on it, but you don't buy. So now you're tagged as interested in Marketing University. So now we know to send you a different type of Marketing University email. One that's not pitching you, but selling you a little bit more because maybe you're like me and you're not sold on it yet, but you're interested. So then we can target you differently than I would target someone who didn't even open the email or someone who purchased the email. You no longer need Marketing University emails. You need to know how to access it. So a trigger basically is an event. You click on a link and something happens in the background that you don't know about, but it gives us intel and analytics on who you are, what type of customer you are, if we need to even be wasting our time emailing you or if we need to double down and hit you some more.
So brilliant. This is me, Deanna Tippins, run this company when it comes to marketing. So you'll get this trigger. Same field video. Now I put it out there and I say, okay, I want to sell something to somebody. And then what they'll do is, this is why I don't have to sell, because I'm always selling. It's just in the background, you know what I'm saying? And computer-wise, this is why I don't have to sell that, right? So when you watch the video, now I got Facebook saying, now you target them. If they watch this video for more than 30 seconds, then they need to see me 8 times for the rest of the week. I could tell Facebook that. That's a trigger. You know what I'm saying? So now she's going to trigger you through email. And if you watched it, and it gave you value, and you fooled around and watched it for 30 seconds, yep. Every time you go to Red Table Talk, you're going to see me. I'm telling you how this works, okay? I'm telling you how this works, and I do that. And then, so this is why when Monica and Grace be like, man, where we get these leads from? This is how you get them. This is how we get these leads. You understand what I'm saying? This is how we get these leads, and we do this here. And I'm telling y'all, we are not teaching this. We are showing you what we do actively, and we're doing it live. We're showing you behind the scenes. We're showing you everything but our username and password. And then that's a class. Whatever struggle we have today, or whatever domination we have, or whatever dollar amount we're trying to get to, that becomes today's class. For instance, Tyrell asked 6 questions to me yesterday. Deanna, unmute your mic. What I said.
Refresh me. Okay, so we're going to record the questions and make it, and each question is going to be an actual marketing class.
Ain't no sense in me answering and not recording it. Plus, she said he was on his way to office. So when I got to teach him something, he just asked. So you don't use Adobe Premiere? Yeah, I do. I do. I use all these. I pay for every last one. I pay for the whole suite. All of them.
Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a multiple license agreement?
No.
Okay.
No, yeah. But it's just $52.99 a month or something like that, right? Now, check this out.
I'm going to have to find me a client to pay for that.
I know that's right. That's how you should think. That's how you do it. Now, check this out. Everybody check me out. When I do animations, I don't do any animations in Final Cut Pro. I typically do them in Adobe Premiere or I forget which one. Okay, Adobe Premiere or one of the other ones. Let me look at the name. Or Adobe Illustrator. Premiere, Illustrator, or After Effects, or Animate. It just depends on what I'm doing. But guess what? Someone's going to say, man, I'm just going to go to Fiverr. You can. Or we can teach you how to make money on Fiverr. Because everything we do that we don't have time to teach in business university and can't teach in business university, that's what the marketing university is for. Remember, I told y'all, marketing is too big. It's too big and we do too much. So you're going to get, that's what you're going to get everything Deanna does front. You're going to do everything Tempest does back and get everything I do. And we all do something different. They may overlap, but we're in completely different categories. And you need all three. And I'm the only one that does paid distribution of ads. The only one. And I do it well. I do it very well. Y'all got me?
Excuse me, Antonio.
Yes, sir. Now you should be, if anybody should be excited, you should, right?
I'm excited. But only one, I have one problem. Okay. Like I went, I just, while we were talking, I tried to go, I can't get in, like I can't get in there. Like when I go to my sign up, can you like just give a quick overview of how you get in there? Because I went to like log in, I can't log in and tell me to use the wrong password.
All right, so Tempest, we're gonna make sure he can get in. I think we were, some of y'all had multiples, I don't think you did, but we'll just, can you just check his account and just do it? Yeah, you'll be in before the hour is over. Thank you. 2 hours. She said, give it 2 hours. You'll be in for 2 hours and you'll get contact and all this stuff like that. We'll make sure you get it. Okay, I know we was having an issue with one of Williams' accounts too yesterday. Some of y'all got like three accounts, like Sugar had like three. We got to pick which one and put in there and stuff like that. But that's what that was. But the good thing is, it's just, I don't know, 7 to 8, 9 people or something. So it ain't that hard, okay? Not that hard. But today, guess what happens? All of you are going to get an email because today we launched that publicly. All right? Now, $35.97 for first 300 people, something like that. Pay very close attention. This is Mastering Marketing with Millionaires for $1 a day. Now, I'm going to talk to you holy, roly, spiritual people who are still poor, and you're not about to like me, okay? You're not.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
You said with $35?
Man. See,
is that a month? Or are you talking about just one
month? A month. Now, check this out. If you add 35, yeah. Where's Grace saying?
No, he got my money. Hello.
Deanna, show your calculator now. Pastor Paul, let you right because you anticipated the point I was about to make. So let me talk to you, holy, roly, spiritual folk that's still broke, unlike Pastor Barlett, who is not. I need y'all to pay attention. Y'all get up here and say, hold on, Deanna, because I'm about to do a judo chop real quick. Y'all get up here and y'all say, oof, okay, I'll keep praying about it. And that's your doggone problem. No, I know. You know exactly who you are. We hear it all the time. Deanna, share your calculator. Now process this information. I want you to do 35.97, Deanna, times 12. Now this is what y'all need to receive. That's $431. Please, Deanna, stop your screen before my brain start hurting. Everybody pay attention to me. It's 365 days in a year. So essentially for $1.50 a day, you become better at marketing than anybody in ATS. Here's why. Because if Kevin knows everything Kevin knows, and then we teach everything Kevin that we know, Kevin now becomes 4 times better than us. Why? Because Deanna's going to teach Kevin everything she knows. Tempest is going to teach Kevin everything she knows. Antonio is going to teach Kevin everything. That's 3. And plus, Kevin knows everything he knows. Now, if you are so saved that you think you can go anywhere else and do $450 to literally market yourself to millions, by all means, carry on.
But can't do it. Can't do it. And I just want to follow up because I'm jumping in here.
Nah, go ahead, man.
Some of the stuff you were talking about, and this is all off to the side a little bit. We were doing the online stuff for the church, right? Right. And so we're doing that virtual service. And so because it was an organization, they said, hey, you want to do some marketing? I said, okay, no problem. I think it took like $20 or something. And I did a couple of those things. I stuck them in there for certain demographics. And and I kind of like didn't know what I was kind of like doing, but I seen iTunes. And I said, I'm just put iTunes on there. That's a lot of people on there because it's international, right?
Right.
The next thing you know, 4 or 5,000 views from like maybe 200 or 300. And then you got a bunch of playthroughs. And so I'm paying attention to playthroughs now.
Good.
And I'm like, oh, look at this. Oh, look at this. So now I know who the group is that listened to the playthrough. My and man. I'm grab those folks. Then I want to send this video into their friends that watch that priest, because that's our target thing. We just want them to play the video through so they can see the gospel, hear the incredible message. That's it.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
I'm going to say it works.
That's what I'm saying.
It literally works.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So he definitely, Alan, you definitely need to have a call to action if you're getting that kind of activity and an upsell, because that's an audience that's right there for you. But Antonio, I wanted to mention this to you. So, you know, you got the ATS Business University, you got the Marketing University. So this is a school, right? Yep. The reason why I asked you, did you have the licensing agreements? Because oftentimes schools get those packages for their students at a discount.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, another revenue generator there. And it's easier for me to buy through you than to give them $56 a month when you can get the student edition, give me access for $16, $20 a month.
That does make sense. I'll definitely have Deanna. Deanna, can you look into that? And so we can execute it quickly. We will, because it pays us to pass on savings to you. The reason why we're doing this, the Real Estate University is just in the Business University for free. It had to be. Marketing is a little different, and it has to be because I'm involving Tempest now, and I'm involving Deanna, who's CEO. So, right, they have to be, you know, it's kind of a partnership. So it had to be standalone. Now, but I couldn't do it by myself because I don't do everything by myself. I did not blow up ATS by myself. And I've never sat up here and claimed that I have blown up ATS by myself. I have never said that. There are things, Tempest and Deanna are staffed to my weaknesses. Everything I do not want to do and cannot do, they do. And it's both and. Some stuff I just don't want to do, but I can. Other stuff, I don't even follow instructions. So when you got something that's step by step, that is Tempest's job. I don't follow instructions. I ain't never put together a cabinet. You understand? I pay a crackhead $20 to put together a cabinet before I do it. Because I don't follow instructions. I don't know. All right, so L1 to circle 7. What? I don't get it. I get frustrated immediately, and then I just move on. My brain.
Exactly.
Yeah. My brain's too abstract for all that. I like the big picture. And once I get down to detail, I'm like, okay, Monica, you got it from here. It's me. So Tempest has to do a lot of these things, and she does it. All that trigger stuff, she had to teach me how to do that. Because I saw it, and as soon as I opened it up and it said, do all this, I was like, ugh, I'm gonna do it. So she had to master that stuff because she likes that kind of stuff, okay? Now, the reason I'm telling you this is for one main reason. You're talking about $400 or something, whatever it was, to be like us, but better.
I have a quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
So would this include like a person's specific business? So like basically, if I wanted you to do this for my specific business while I'm learning in the university, because it's gonna take some time to learn all this.
Yes, what do you mean? Like us do it in your business? Like take your business?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Me and you would talk offline because I got plans to help you anyway. But yeah. But you good, but they not. You understand? Okay, in Jesus' name. All right.
I'm available as soon as my class is
approved. I know that's right.
Okay. Hey, Antonio.
Yes, sir.
So for the marketing, so say if a person doesn't have a product, but they want to use that marketing,
that's right,
for the subscription.
Okay. You're in the right age. You're in the right angle. Because I don't know. Let's take his energy, because this is what I would do. I'd be like, I don't want no company. I just want to charge people. If you stick with us for 6 weeks, you can literally go charge people $3,000 a month to run their companies.
I heard that.
Okay.
I'm next, Antonio.
That's it.
I'm serious.
That's the appropriate response. Y'all.
Just give me a minute.
That's it. The social media people who can do paid distribution of ads and content creation, they charge companies retainers of $3,000 a month. That's minimum. That's not the business we're in, and we don't want to because I don't like clients. That's just my thing. I don't have the client attitude. That's why I got out of coaching. I don't like clients, and I never want to be in the client business. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like it. It's just me. It's how I'm built. But it's a blessing because now it's for you. You get to like clients. You know what I'm saying? So we're in no competition because I don't like clients. But some of y'all can literally fix all your money problems in 30 days. You take from us, forget reteaching it. You literally say, all right, this is what I'm doing. As soon as you learn how to do ads, you can do ads for other people. Go ahead, Pastor Steve.
So I just wanted to encourage the group. You know, this may seem kind of daunting to you. It's a lot of technology. I mean, it's a lot of stuff you just don't know about. And that's with anything that you learn, right? So don't let that scare you. The other thing is, you know, I've been, you know, you guys know I'm a graphic designer, web designer, and a marketer and a business coach. So over the years, I've paid for programs just like what Antonio's talking about here and paid a lot more than he's charging. But that gave me the skill sets to be able to do what I'm doing today for my coaching clients. And I will say this, on this very call, where's my phone? On this very call, let me look, this is what happens when you get the skill sets you need, you learn the skill sets that you need. Let's see if you guys can see that. Y'all see that number? I just closed a contract for $15,000 this morning.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know what
this morning.
Yeah,
because I took the time to learn the things that he's going to teach you guys and put that into my skill set. So it doesn't matter if you don't know how to do it. If it's scary, it doesn't matter. You got to get into class, begin to learn it, pick up what you can pick up. And even if you just pick up one or two pieces of the things that he's going to be teaching, that'll be your thing, the thing you do. I guarantee you there's people out there that don't have the time or the patience to do it, and they will pay you to do it for them. Just like I just showed you. That was $15,600 right there.
Just like that. Yeah. There's no reason for you not to be creating companies off of what we're teaching. Yeah, just real talk. You do not have to, like, and I'm encouraging you to do so. This isn't like the business university. I would never create another business university. That doesn't make sense. Remember, the goal is how do we put yourself out of business? Well, what if we didn't create a business? What if we created a better business university? That's how you put yourself out of business. One that does the same thing, but starts from right now and then literally shares the screen even more. And the whole thing is predicated on what are we doing today? This, record it, give it away for free. And there's nobody out here doing that. Me, Gary Vee, we're giving everything away for free, but Gary Vee is, I don't mean to talk about him, but nobody is out here saying, here's what's happening in VaynerMedia right now, live, put the cameras on, show that, and show these receipts. And show right now is this cost per click right now you're testing. Nobody's doing that. Nobody. Because that's how you put yourself out of business. Now, will you address pricing in the marketing universe? It's $35.97. It's $35.97. If you talk about how much to charge for your own pricing, yes. If y'all ask a question, obviously we'll do that as well. Okay, we'll do that as well. Now, very last thing. Since we're going to Ghana Saturday, we want you all to be a part of that because you are. That being said, the thing of this is ATS expansion. And since we are expanding, I'm going to Ghana to establish a headquarters in Ghana so we can make Ghana the next thing. You understand? The ATS Ghana is what I'm going to
dominate.
Absolutely. Yes.
I have a contact for you. She's from Ghana, lives in Ghana. She's actually, yeah. She works for one of the top marketing companies, I think around the world. But I told her that y'all were going Saturday and you were going to establish that. So
absolutely. I'm gonna
connect y'all with
ASAP. Because I'm actually looking for somebody. Yeah. This is a business trip for me ASAP. Now, since we're going to Ghana, where's Sister Book at? There she go. That's my church mother, y'all. Sister Book. And
all you I'm right here.
Hey, there you go. You got people like Sister Booker have paid for their tickets or substantially paid for their tickets. Well, I'm about to bless everybody. Y'all ready? For what's the dates on this? All the from now to August 24th, that's when I come back from Ghana. Mexit tickets are drastically discounted.
Y'all better call me and Monica today.
So watch this here.
All right now.
Watch this here. It's gonna go from let's go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Everybody got it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Everybody with me? Now watch this here. That means general admission, $1,000. VIP, $2,000. Ruby, $3,000. Gold, $4,000. Diamond, platinum, $5,000. Diamond, $6,000. This is what that means. For somebody like, let's say you was already planning on spending $3,000. Now, you can literally get 2 VIP tickets for $4,000, or let's say you and your wife was gonna go gold. I don't know, then that's $9,999, something like that.
Yes.
That would have been $18,000. Now you can do gold, you and your wife, for $8,000. Y'all not hearing it. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious, but you know, don't take my word for it. Grace and them will be telling you about it soon. So take a screenshot if you need to. But that, now keep in mind, this is limited because, right, it's only so many places, so many things. This is all the way until August 24th, okay? All the way. That means, let me give you a scenario. Let's say Antonio put a $900 deposit down. Guess what? That counts. So if you just want to do general admission, you only got $100 left. I'm sorry. And this has to be all paid by the 24th. It can't extend past it, okay? That's what the whole point of deals are. Okay? It has to be now, 24, it has to be in that window. Think about it this way. Let's say, I don't forget, the VIP was 2,000, right? Let's say, well, man, I was going to do that. So now I could just do. Yeah.
VIP was 3,000.
3,000. Then I could just do 2 for $4. Now, if you somebody like me, I already know what I would do. Well,
I'm popping on them diamond tickets.
The diamond. $6,000? I just said 25 to 6,000? Exactly what I would do. But anyway, that's me. Don't worry about that. I got credit cards for stuff like that. And that is it. There is not another thing that I need to cover. And Grace and Monica have that flyer. And I'll even do you a favor if I can hurry up and do so. I think I can drag it into the, yep, right there. And it's also in the chat for you to have, save, or do whatever you want to do. So August 24th, that is just because we want you to expand with us. Fair enough? All right, here's what happens next.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Here's what happens next. And it happens all the time. I'm going to tell y'all what happens next. And you need to know this, that... there's a bunch of new people about to come in. A bunch of them. And those of you who have not taken advantage of your opportunities, you're going to feel that. You are. It happens every time. I used to train pastors. And I used to tell them all this shit. I'd say, Reverend, if you want to revitalize your church, it's time to bring in some new blood. Your old members then got comfortable. That's why they're not inviting people to church no more. You bring in some new blood, your old members won't get that competitive spirit in there. You can't have all these new people saying amen, and they just gonna sit there and be quiet. I'm telling you, I said all the time. I swear, I said this all the time. It's the same thing. It's the same process here. Same process. What's going to happen is this call going to be forced to go to conference mode. Understand? I'll tell you what's going to happen. It's going to happen real soon. And then what's going to start happening? We've been kind. Y'all haven't seen a single thing emailed. That's not true today. It's going out today. It's already done. Deanna finished it 2 days ago. What is going to happen is all of you are about to be treated like the spoiled people who missed their opportunity. Let me explain. I'm 40 years old now, and the greatest thing in America to me is a water fountain. And I know that sounds crazy, but you don't understand. I want you to imagine being homeless in a trash can in dehydrated Texas. I'm gonna need you to process that information. And back when I was growing up, and they still there now, water fountains were everywhere. And if you let it run for about 3 seconds, that little kick in, a little motor, whatever you call it, thermostat or something, compressor, I think it's what it's called. And that water get real cold. Now imagine sweating all night. And then you get to go to a gas station, and it was on 39th and Broadway. It was, you know, you get your like a quick lube, and right in that little door, they had a water fountain. And I would hustle and get $1 so I could buy 4 bags of chips, because back then it cost $25 a bag. Who remember that? You know what I'm saying? You know,
25 cents.
Yeah, 25 cents. So in Texas, that's $1.08 after taxes, right? In Texas, go ahead, Phil.
I remember 10 cents.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
Hey, Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Before you, we got our first feedback from somebody watching the 20th anniversary video. So I'd like Kevin to just share with the group what he got out of watching that video.
Please, Kevin.
Kevin, this is Fries. He didn't know I was going to do this, but I just encourage people.
Thank you, Phil. You know, what I really got real quick, so I'll give it back to Antonio, was the energy that he brought to the stage and really engaged the people. And that same energy and the information that you shared on the video is still needed today, Phil. That was powerful. I just love the energy that you gave, and you actually gave back to the people from the stage. Powerful.
He's a master.
Where's
speaker.
That video at?
It is on Humor Consultant. Oh, hold on. I'm muting your mic, Phil.
Yeah, you can go to our website, humorconsultants.com. Click on media. And then one of the options is the 20th anniversary video. And that was 20 years ago.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's really good. I checked it out yesterday, but I expected, I've seen Phil rock the stage in front of Les Brown ripping the teddy bear apart. So I am not surprised at all. A water fountain, because I was homeless. And I'm telling you, the greatest American achievement, as far as I'm concerned, is free, cold, running water. See, if you didn't grow up like I did, you don't get it.
It does taste good.
It does. like right, but we're so spoiled. You know, we say, "No, I'm not using that." That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Antonio, we got two of those in our church. I still enjoy.
All right, so y'all hear this? I'm not using that, and I'm telling y'all. Most of you have become the "I'm not using that" ATS person. And what's going to happen is these new people are going to come in and see exactly what you used to see. And they're going to take from you, okay, your opportunities. Now, the truth is, it's abundance everywhere. But you need to get back abundance focused, because it's not a sustainable business model for me to meet with y'all in the morning and never email stuff out to the 2.4 million people. Don't make no sense. You see what I'm saying? Take advantage of your opportunity, because a lot of this stuff is limited seating. You got me? Go ahead, Phil.
Literally, during my lifetime, they had segregated water fountains.
Wow.
During my lifetime.
Look how far we've come. Right?
You remind me of, I just talked this last night to the group, and I think you were the one that told me about it. Three feet from goal.
Yeah.
You know, when you hit that dead end, don't give up. You got to shift.
Gotcha.
And the shift is within your means, but you got to shift instead of giving up. And then you're just 3 feet from getting your breakthrough.
That's right. Yeah. If you, that's the Napoleon Hill thing, you're rich. I don't know what to tell you. I wish I could tell you everything you need to hear. But if you need motivation, you are in the wrong business. You're in the wrong company. Phil and Susan need no motivation to do human consultants. That's what they're supposed to be doing. If I have to motivate you, you're in the wrong spot. I'm sorry. It's the truth. You know, it is. If you need to listen to Les Brown in the morning to get motivated, you're doing the wrong thing. Now, if you need to listen to Les Brown in the morning to keep your energy straight, that's different. I'm not talking about stabilizing energy and your vibration. I'm talking about you don't need to be motivated. I get up every morning ready. Ready to be
the kingdom man. Of God is within you.
That's it, man.
Come on, people. Pull it out.
I'm telling y'all, all of you, you need to take advantage of the opportunity because we're moving faster than even what I predicted. Okay, go ahead, Phil.
Enthusiasm comes from the Greek word entheos, which means God within.
So may we all have God within. I don't know what it looked like for you. Go ahead, Sugar.
One thing that I have found in the 2 years since I've met you, in fact, 2 years this month, is that mindset change had to come. And with that mindset change, knowing that you are capable, doesn't matter about the age, it doesn't matter where you come from, but if you're willing to be consistent, hang in there, show up, and allow your mind to be changed and to be altered and to put away all of that negative stinking thinking, you can grow, you can go, and you can dominate. And that's what I have learned and I have found by sticking in there, because I can't quit. I'm not going to quit. And that is one thing. No, you can't motivate, but that mindset has to be changed. And I'm telling you, it's the greatest thing that I have found since toilet paper.
Well, that's a heck of a great thing, because toilet paper is quite, quite fantastic. I don't know how they did it without toilet paper. I don't understand.
I don't want to know.
I don't
know.
Corn cobs and rags.
Well, you know what? I'm glad I don't remember that incarnation. Okay, yeah. I like this one. All right, let's end this. Genuinely, what's allowing us to do this is we're finding new ways to get better and new ways to make money. And I'll show you. I'm going to share my screen. Stuff you shouldn't even see. Here's my screen. Remember I told y'all, I said in the meeting, we just monetized a new podcast 4 days ago. Mm-hmm. Remember I said that? Right. Here's that monetization of that podcast right now. Secret to Success Law of Attraction has right now in 4 days made $5.38. Woo! All right. Now I will show you the other ones, but you don't need to see those. You know what I'm saying? They weigh more than $5.38. This is what's happening. It's just what I told you at Mexico. It's exactly what I told you at Mexico conference. Video games. We're charging. We switched, or not switched, but we've added to our customer base the $1 trillion companies and the $1 billion companies, so we can pass those savings on to you. You understand what I'm saying? The reason why we can say, all right, for $450, whatever it is, you do the marketing and learn everything we're learning, what you're teaching, with like take all our tricks. It's because we're charging Google so we can save you money. Fair enough? You're charging Google. Absolutely. The reason why I don't really charge for the real estate in the university, because we make, $500,000 off of a deal. So I let a house save y'all that money. That's why it's free. You know what I'm saying? It is. It genuinely is. But whenever we save money, whenever we make money, we pass that savings on to you. Why do we do that? Because I am trying to bribe you into being loyal to ATS, because what I want to do. And what I want to do is be the number one company in the world. And you can't do it without a fanatical fan base. It's just that simple. Hopefully that was something that you just learned. Hopefully I gave you all the information I possibly could. And we will do real estate today. Yes, today, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We will do real estate today. What we will not do the leadership class Thursday, not out of cancellation. There is something, actually, I sent y'all something, right? What was it? It was something important, the class I told you to go to. Webinar. It was a webinar. Send Phil that webinar too. Deanna and Tempest are going to be on a very important webinar. And it's something. Remember the picture? You got the picture? Mm-hmm. Yeah, send me the picture. Or share the picture on the screen real quick. Oh. Give everybody the opportunity to be there. Y'all can have the opportunity to be there. Like this is, I follow a bunch of people like me. Some of them are ahead of me. And I was intrigued by this post. And I saw the whole thing play out. This guy here, he was like, you know, I might run a Zoom call. Of course, his audience went nuts for it, okay? Might run a Zoom call building a multi-dollar network, million-dollar network, and share the exact script he used to get a hold of anybody. Okay. And then there's the link right there, Peter J. Vigood, and then .com/network. And that's the Zoom. So we're going to be on that Zoom. I don't care nothing. I ain't not build a million-dollar company. But you ain't missing me when you offering scripts I don't have. You understand? Oh, I don't know. His script got his customers. And I'm going to need his customers. You understand? So I'm going to need that script. I'm going to disrupt the company. So I'm casting a clash for that.
I love you.
Yeah. I know he going to upsell me. That's fine. But I want that script. So it's in the chat right there. And again, I don't want to take his customers per se, but I'm taking everybody customers. Ain't nobody exempt out here in these streets. Nobody's exempt. I need that. Tonight we are doing the three things happen tonight because it is Wednesday. You've got the real estate happen a little bit. You do have the in-person meeting and you have Vesting East. You have 5 minutes. So we are there and that will happen tonight. I truly have nothing else for you. I tried to bless you. People like, if you put down a deposit for your Mexit tickets and you want that to count for, it does. This is not about, it does, right? This is about passing on savings. Your deposit does count towards whatever you have done, okay? So if you save $5,000, that's what your job is. That's capitalism, save your money. You know what I'm saying? Like, do that. If you feel bad that you didn't pour into the economy and give us $5,000, that's okay. Go to my Patreon and pledge $20 a month. You feel me? Like, you know, trade $5,000 for $20 a month then. How about that? Put my Patreon link out there just in case. You know what I'm saying? If you really want to help, go to Patreon, because the more you do that, the more other people will do it. You know what I'm saying? Need about 10 people doing it so everybody else can see, oh yeah, this is a cool thing to do. You get it? Simple as that. If you just want to donate, go to Patreon, make it happen that way. That's it. But save your money because God is good. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plant better. You can dominate. See you all at 12:30 or whatever time that we meet. And have a good one. Grace, yeah, get with Grace and Monica for your Mexit tickets, all the discounts, plus the Marketing University as well, and we'll see you then. All right, everybody.
Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Have a great one.
All right. Have a good
one. Love you more.
Have a great day, everybody.
Love, love, love. Love you more.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody, I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic, $22 an hour with paid training. and I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.